Welcome back. Ahaha.
It's been a while.
Welcome back to another episode of the Sloppy Boys Podcast. I'm Lewis.
I'm not Sean.
Nah, welcome back to another episode of the Sloppy Boys Podcast, the originators. Those fuckers stole our names. I'm Aaron.
I'm Tim.
And let's get this bread. First thing we want to talk about is we want to give a shout out to one of our favorite YouTubers in the game right now, Killer Stan 252. That's our boy.
Better than PewDiePie.
Better his Let's Play of Minecraft tops PewDiePie's and Jacksepticeye's. It's phenomenal content. He hasn't uploaded in a couple of days. Almost a week now? Has it been a week since Killer Stan has uploaded?
About a week. It's been a couple of days.
You know what? I'm going to do something that I never thought I would do on the Slappy Boys podcast, and I'm going to fact check right now. Killer Stan 252 on YouTube. He's got 8 subscribers, 5 videos, so he just started recently. His last video was 5 days ago. So okay.
It's getting there.
It's getting close to a week since he's uploaded, which whatever, you know. A man needs his time off to get that right mindset to make that quality Minecraft content.
Yeah.
So shout out to Killer Stan 252. You're doing your thing out there in the world of the YouTubes.
And Minecraft.
In the world of Minecraft. And get those villagers out of your world, man.
Yeah, man, you were there first.
Exactly, he was there first. It's his world. So, shout out to Killer Stan. Moving on from there, from our amazing friend of the podcast, Killer Stan. Let's move on to an enemy of the podcast.
Ah,
this asshole.
You got that beef.
we got beef.
Again.
We got beef again. Cringy Crinny. We're calling you out. Again. I don't think he ever responded to the last time we called him out. But yeah, we're gonna keep the fire lit.
Fuck you, Crinny.
Fuck you, Crinny, fuck off. Get out of here. You can't see me, but I'm like waving middle fingers at the mic. Cringy Crinny, what a guy. Alright, moving on from there, because, you know, we don't want to talk about, you know, the enemies of the podcast. We don't want to talk about
no
that.
No exposure.
No social media as far as we know. He ain't even on YouTube. Fuck him.
I don't know.
Sports. Let's talk about sports, Tim. What's going on in sports?
Ha-ha. No.
Exactly. It's the fucking off-season. All that's going on is that the Cubs are winning games. Go, Cubs, go.
Think I care about any of that? I don't watch
care about
baseball.
Baseball?
I don't watch baseball. I don't watch none of that. I don't watch tennis.
Tennis. Oh, watch
cricket.
Tennis.
I don't even know.
Cricket? Is cricket going on? What's going on in cricket, Tim?
I have no idea. Do I look like I live in Europe?
I mean, maybe.
Yeah, you're right. I'm white.
White man.
Absolute paste.
Alright, since we're talking about white people and nothing's going on in sports. Tim, how's college life treating you?
Gotta go back. I don't want to go back.
Why not?
My roommate. I didn't have a roommate last year.
Yeah, that's how we were able to make podcast episodes, or a podcast episode in the dorm.
Yeah.
Because Tim didn't have a roommate.
But now, I got a roommate. And so far... He seems like an absolute Chad.
All right, so we're just gonna call him Chad. Yeah. For
I won't name drop him.
We're not gonna name drop him for obvious reasons.
Even though his email says one name and the one they gave me is another name. It's the same first name, but the last name changes. I'm like, I don't know what this is.
Both the emails say Chad, though?
Yeah.
Alright, so how do you feel about living with Chad?
He seems pretty alright. But he called me bro. I really hope he doesn't actually hear this. That'd be crazy.
Yeah, that'd be a little weird. It'd probably be an awkward conversation to have with Chad.
It's like, I think we're two emails in. Yes, we were emailing in 2019. We were having an actual conversation. I think it lasted 10 emails.
Good
and then
Lord.
I stopped responding.
What did you even talk about?
Yes.
He's busting out the receipts with Chad.
The first thing he said to me.
He called you bro, like, right off the rip, right?
Kinda, yeah. He called me bro in, like, the second email.
Okay, so it wasn't the
first. Hey, he's nothing much, bro.
I don't even.
But
think...
he also spelled little, as in, like, Little Wayne.
Oh, yeah, like Lil Uzi?
Yeah.
That's funny.
And then he asked what I was into.
What did you tell him?
Skating, video games, music, and hanging out.
Did you ask him what type of music? I feel like if
I didn't ask him what kind of music. He asked what kind of music I listen to, but I was like, I listen to just about anything. I was like, but if it's bad, I want to tell you it's fucking bad.
Oh, Tim, yeah. He's gonna play Joyner Lucas for you. He's gonna play that. He's gonna play that new Logic.
Gonna walk out.
He's gonna play that new Logic
about
to album.
Ask for a new roommate.
He's gonna play G-Eazy in the dorm room.
You know what? Just about to quit.
Chad is gonna play some G-Eazy in the dorm room.
Then he asked if I was bringing a microwave or a fridge.
And?
I'm bringing both, apparently.
Oh, Chad's not gonna bring you anything?
Yeah, well, I insisted on mine because I don't trust him.
you don't trust him in his G-Eazy music?
I don't trust him in his fridge. My fridge is great.
Well, you know, now he's gonna put all his IPAs in your fridge.
No, he can't. I'm about to report his ass. even though I'm not a dick. But just because of that, nah.
If he puts his IPAs in your
IPAs
fridge.
IPAs in my fridge.
And playing G-Eazy.
You're putting IPAs in. That's a nah.
Nah.
We ain't doing none of that. I ain't messing with
Starts
you.
Starts playing that new Logic and cracking open a, what is it, a White Claw?
Crack open a White Claw. I'm gonna walk around in his salmon shorts.
Oh no.
His white button-up shirt.
I remember somebody in that I went to high school with.
Wearing some boat shoes.
Yeah, it was one of those guys.
Yeah.
And he got very offended when someone called his shorts pink and was like, they're not pink, they're salmon. Alright, we get it. You wear your salmon shorts on your dad's boat. Shut the fuck up. Go back to listening to Joyner Lucas. Or that new Eminem, that revival. Oh, that shit was garbage. You ever listen to Revival?
Nah.
Oh, you missed out. You missed out on some memes. You missed out on some lyrics like, your booty is heavy duty like diarrhea. You know what I didn't miss out on?
Boy.
I did not miss out on lyrics like, my plug's phone was unplugged, I looked at Doug like ooh ooh ooh, on the new Chance the Rapper album, the Big Day.
I didn't really listen to any of that, but yeah, I remember that much.
I love my wife, the album.
I love my wife.
That shit was terrible. What happened to Chance the Rapper?
Came down.
It really is like he's doing dad rap now.
But them dad jokes, you got jokes now?
Yeah, he was looking at Doug.
Yeah, jokes now, chains.
His plug's phone was unplugged, and he was looking at Doug. Who is Doug?
That's like something a kid in like elementary school would say. They're like, oh, I'm a rapper now. They'd say, phone's unplugged, look at Doug.
Who is
pull out the rug
from under your feet? Pull out the rug.
Pull out the rug from under your feet. Like yeet.
My plug's phone was unplugged. I looked at Doug. Pulled out the rug from under your feet. Like yeet. Yo, that's better. That was better than Revival.
I don't know.
At least this was better than Eminem's album. I
heavy duty booty.
Your booty is heavy duty, like diarrhea. Yeah.
I don't know why it said diarrhea. It would have been fine without diarrhea.
I can't even remember anything else.
Pretty heavy duty, but like. Could have just stopped it still, there, man. He could have just went off of that.
Really heavy duty booty? Like, what is that?
Nice. This is a big booty. Heavy duty.
What type of booty do you have to have a heavy duty booty? Like, you gotta have like a Cardi.
Like Patrick, when he's got buns of steel, and when he's doing like the clamp things, his ass cheeks.
That's a heavy duty booty.
That's a heavy duty booty.
All right, so what about like somebody like Cardi B? Does she have a heavy duty booty? Or Nicki Minaj? Or Kim Kardashian? They got heavy duty booties?
No.
Or that fly bitch you went to college with? She got a heavy duty booty?
Wait, what?
I don't know.
Who? What?
You never played.
No.
Heavy duty booty.
They ain't heavy duty.
Plugs, phone was unplugged. Looked at Doug. I still want to know who Doug is. Who the fuck is Doug?
Got the suds.
Got the suds. Does that mean Doug is Bill Clinton? God, that shit.
Got the suds like Bill Clinton staying at the Hilton.
You sound like OG Loke.
Garbage.
Oh, you know what? This might be better than OG Loke.
Yeah, I'd listen to anything over OG Loke.
You remember OG Loke?
I fucking hate OG Loke. He's so bad.
Oh man, I remember I'm doing like a replay of San Andreas right now. Like I did kind of want to maybe like start streaming it. I'm at the part where you get in the shootout with the ballas and smoke and
man,
sweet.
Man, I don't even remember.
Where you find out that Smoke and Ryder are traitors.
I never even beat San Andreas.
Really? I haven't either. That's why I'm going back and beating it.
When I played the game, I immediately put cheats in.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And that was what I did when I started playing it again, because I was like, I gotta do this just because. Because I got like three like sticky notes full of cheats for
the game. Oh, of course.
And they were stuck inside the game case.
Of course. Because
I got it all the way from the original Xbox.
Yeah, yeah.
So you got like white and black on there too. I'm like, fuck, what is that? I was like, oh, it's the bumpers now.
Oh.
Because the original didn't have bumpers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, I never had an original Xbox, but...
Ugly ass controller.
Yeah.
Turn on your flashlight in Halo. White.
Yeah. Oh, I'm also going back and I'm beating Halo 3.
Yeah.
It's just up on the D-pad to turn on your flashlight.
Yeah. I mean, Halo's always been whack with their controls.
Yeah, a little bit. It's weird meleeing people with the B button. Like...
Yeah.
And crouching with the pushing down the left stick and reloading with the right bumper.
Yeah, it was weird, huh? It's like,
yeah. I've thought about like
every time I play Halo, it's like I start off by throwing a grenade and it's like whoops.
Oop.
Oop.
Yeah.
And I oop.
I've thought about like going back and streaming these games.
Yeah.
I do have Dead Space 2 and 3 on my Xbox, and I thought about going and buying the first one and streaming all three of them.
Uh-huh.
But dude, they want $14.99 for the first Dead Space. And I paid $10 for San Andreas. So I mean $15 is no scratch, but
no.
I was just like, do I really want to do this?
Especially since we'll make that back quick.
Yeah, I guess. So yeah, maybe I'll do that. Dead Space stream coming soon. Link to the Twitch channel in the description.
I wish I could record gameplay off of my Xbox or something.
Yeah. That's another thing.
I pulled out Thrillville on my PS2 the other day.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. Can't even see the screen. It's so, like, it's so dim. Well, not dim. It's so bright that you can't see anything. It's borderline, like, you gotta, like, lean forward to see it. My TV is not even that new. It's a pretty old TV, too. But it's just, like, staticky looking. I'm like, this looks like garbage. I was like, was the game always like this? Is my TV too bright? I don't know. But it was not good.
Yeah, I was going back and playing old PS2 games for a while, like for those first couple days when I moved into this house before we had internet.
Yeah.
So I was going back and doing like the original Kingdom Hearts, the first Ultimate Alliance game.
Uh-huh. Oh yeah, I remember we played that.
That shit was lit.
But that was when you only had the one controller.
I still only really have one controller.
That was the broken one.
Yeah. I remember we also played Justice League Heroes. That game sucks.
Yeah.
Oh my god. I don't know what, like, 10-year-old me was thinking when I thought that game was the shit. I must have just thought it was cool to beat up people as Batman.
I mean, the lemons.
Oh, the old plug and play.
The plug and
plays. Those are still fire. Those games are better than Justice League Heroes.
Those games are alright. It depends. I think I had a Pac-Man one.
Yeah, I had a fuck ton of them. I had a Batman one. I had Fantastic Four. I had Spider-Man. I had these things where you would plug them into your TV. And like it was almost like a Wii.
Yeah.
But it was like you just fought people. And I had one that was a Teen Titans game.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that shit was lit. I think I had that when I was like 7 years old and I barely remember it. Yeah, that shit was fun back in the day.
It's heavy duty.
Yeah, how did we get here from heavy duty?
I don't know, man. I really don't.
Because OG Loke.
Oh, yeah, OG. Let's just sound like OG Loke.
Yeah, this
fucking annoying.
This new Chance the Rapper album sounds like OG Loke got married. That's the best way to describe this. OG Loke got married.
What happened?
I don't know. Acid Rap, 10 Day, and even some songs on Coloring Book were good. That was good Chance the Rapper. But now that he's married, he just loves his wife.
Now you fucked up.
Yeah, now you goofed.
Now you fucked up.
Now you're doing husband rap.
Out here being dad jokes.
Out here being happy and shit. Go back to doing drugs, Chance.
Not really, but
I mean if you really want to, you know, Chano.
You do you.
Yeah, you do you. Anyways, let's move on from bad albums. Let's talk about a good album. That Tyler.
Yeah.
That Igor. It's exquisite.
Yeah.
He's very exquisite.
This is very nice.
This is very nice.
This is my wife.
That was Chance. That was Chance the Rapper. Yeah, yeah. This is my wife. This is my other wife. Nah, man, this Tyler, it's so good. Right off the bat, with Igor's theme and with Earthquake, where Playboy Cardi starts speaking Minecraft enchantments.
Starts speaking that Minecraft language.
Yeah, he starts speaking villager.
I ain't talking about no villagers. They're talking fucking groans.
Yeah, he's speaking villager.
he's out here saying it sound like an alien.
He's reading off Minecraft enchantments. Cardi. She want to be Cardi.
He's from Area 51.
He's going to lead us into Area 51 by speaking the language of aliens.
Man. Yeah, he's going to make sure everyone gets an alien.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone gets
He's going to make sure everybody gets a pass to get into Area 51. What happened to Area 51 memes?
I don't know.
Is that just me, or did they just kind of die out?
Well, I mean, they were used up anyway. They never went anywhere. It was always the same. You can only do so many before it dies.
I mean, maybe we just shouldn't have started it so early, you know?
Yeah, it's a little premature.
Yeah, if we were going to raid Area 51 on September 20th, we shouldn't have started the memes in June.
Whatever.
I mean, what the fuck?
Whatever.
I guess. Well, now all these idiots that actually booked flights and hotels to Nevada, now the meme's dead. In August, what are you gonna do? Stupid.
Well, now you're going to Nevada.
Yeah, pretty much. You're going to Nevada.
Las Vegas.
You're going to Nevada for no reason.
Go to Las Vegas.
I guess you could.
Lose your goddamn money.
I suppose you could just go to Vegas and, you know, lose all your money.
I mean, that's the closest airport anyway. So.
Yeah.
Downside, I remember I watched the whole video. It was like, how this would not be good. It was like, there's too many people. You would be stuck in traffic for so long.
Yeah. I mean,
chances are there would be no more rental cars
uh-huh.
that you could rent.
Well, it depends on how many people are 25 and up and showing up. I'm pretty sure this is like.
Probably quite a bit.
Who knows?
But, like, if that were a serious thing, of course. But
I mean, there are people that were taking
it. Don't be a dad and think it's real.
Yeah, pretty much. Don't be the Air Force.
My parents think it's real.
Don't be the Air Force and think it's real.
I tell them every time, it's just a joke. I was like, someone's gonna go, but I was like, nothing.
Yeah, there's gonna be people that go.
Nothing will happen.
No. I just really hope that there are, like, no idiots that actually try to Naruto run into Area 51.
You know, I would be fine with a Naruto running, but the.
What, because you're the Hokage?
No. just because it'd be funny to see. Because you already know someone's gonna be recording this.
Yeah.
I mean, want to see a guy Naruto run through the fucking desert. You know how long it takes just to get to the, like, the actual, like, gates?
Yeah, I mean, I just.
If you. I've
I just hope that they don't start, like, shooting.
I think I've seen two videos about this. Well, there's, like, three, like, layers to go through before you actually get to the actual base. It's. You get to the one where people start just watching you. But they won't do anything. They'll just watch to see, like, your intentions. And then you got the second. That's when they approach you. I think that's the actual, like, fence area.
Uh-huh.
And that's when you get, like, hey, get the fuck out of here. Threatened with a gun or something. Fined. Maybe arrested. And then once you get inside, you wouldn't be able to do anything anyway. Everything would be on lockdown.
Yeah, pretty much. That's what, that's what would happen if it were real.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'd be all on lockdown, but and they'd start shooting.
The base isn't that big, but the surrounding area is gigantic, and I don't think there's really a, like, a main road that you can take anyway.
Mm-mm.
It's just a dirt road in the middle of fucking nowhere. You'd have
to, like, drop down from the battle bus to get in.
But yeah. Hopefully no one does it.
Yeah.
Someone's obviously gonna go.
Hopefully nobody dies. Someone's from trying to get into Area 51.
I don't think anyone's gonna die. It's more or less just people gonna get arrested or fined a bunch of fucking money.
Which, I mean, whatever.
I think it's like a $500 fine.
Well,
It's something stupid.
If they have the money to fly out to Vegas, you could probably afford
just
it.
Just used all that money.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, man.
Now you fucked up.
Area 51, not happening. This Tyler album being good, happening. How you feel about this Tyler, Tim?
Very nice.
The whole album.
I give it a 9 out of 10.
9 out of 10. That's what Fantano gave it.
It's a really good album. It's very nice.
I can't even really pick a favorite song on it.
Earthquake is mine.
Yeah, it was good.
That's the one I can listen to a lot. I can't get tired of it.
Those Minecraft enchantments. That's how Playboi Carti gets you.
It's not even Playboi Carti that I like about the song. It's not like aggressive or anything. It's very mellow.
Mm-hmm. But that new Playboi Carti is coming soon. I think, like, last week, Playboi Carti said that his album is dropping in the next 60 days, and it's going to have no features.
No features.
He's trying to be J. Cole. Isn't it funny how Playboi Carti said they're trying to be Cray, but now he's trying to be Cole?
Now he's trying to be Cray.
He's trying to be Cray. You want to be J. Cole?
J. Cole?
Can't be J. Cole.
Never.
No one wants to be that boring. No one should strive to be that fucking boring.
Such a boring album.
That you're J. Cole.
A J. Cole album, no features. So boring. Absolutely nothing different.
Yeah, that's how I feel about a lot of J. Cole's stuff. Especially when he produces his own album. It's just like...
Produces his own album. Makes his own beats. No features on his album. Makes his own beats for his album. Lyrics for his own album.
Yeah, I would hope that his lyrics are his own lyrics.
Ghostwriter himself.
Yeah, he ghostwrote for himself.
You just know how it is.
Yeah, I really do be like that. That dude Rocky is free, man.
ASAP. Get home ASAP, ASAP. You're free.
It's been a rocky week.
Been a rocky week. Get home ASAP, ASAP.
I still can't believe it's real. That one and the other one that was sent in the Discord earlier.
Which one?
About the vaccines.
Oh, I didn't look at that one.
He said something about how vaccines cause autism, even though it's been proven that it's not true.
Oh, yeah. Stupid shit.
Pretty much, yeah. Stupid shit. Get home ASAP, ASAP.
Get home ASAP, ASAP.
Shout out ASAP Rocky. He's out. Finally.
How long was he?
I think it was like a couple weeks. Huh. He was in Swedish prison, which is basically like living in a college dorm if you actually looked it up.
Mm-hmm. I've seen plenty of things about it. Fucking nice. It's like you're actually free to do a lot of things.
Mm-hmm. It's not like prison in America.
Nah.
Yeah, we
do everything wrong, so.
Yeah, pretty much.
But I don't care enough.
Damn.
Not like I'm gonna be there. Well, not intentionally, at least.
I guess.
I ain't going out here committing crimes and shit on purpose. Nah. If I get caught for something, I ain't going for murder.
What you going for, Tim? You gonna snitch on yourself on the podcast?
No.
Good answer.
Yeah, I ain't got nothing to snitch about.
Smart answer.
You ain't nothing to snitch about. I haven't done anything wrong.
Going back, looking at your list of crimes. Just like Drake took us back.
Everyone breaks the law.
Just like Drake took us back with this new care package.
Yeah.
You ain't fuck with him way back then. But how about now?
I'm up right now.
And you suck right now. Man, I remember when that shit came out. What was that, like 2015, 2016-ish?
I think so.
That was about like the If You're Reading This, Meek Mill beef type of era?
Yeah, about there.
That was like prime Drake.
Energy.
Yeah.
Back to back.
Energy, back to back, 10 bands.
10 bands.
Hotline Bling.
50 bands. 100 bands, fuck it, man.
Not even discuss it, man.
Alright.
Yeah, man, he gave us If You're Reading This, It's Too Late. He gave us the Meek Mill beef. And then he gave us Hotline Bling. That song still slaps to this day, in my opinion. I still really enjoy listening to Hotline Bling.
I don't really listen to Drake that much.
I really haven't been listening to Drake that much anymore either. I've been listening to, like, Tyler, Frank Ocean, Earl Sweatshirt. And, like, guys like Mac Miller and stuff like that. So I haven't really been listening to, like, a lot of Drake. Because I just feel like I've spent, like, the past, like, 8 years. Well, actually, you know what? No, I've spent, like, the past, like, maybe 6 years listening to a lot of Drake from, like, 2011 to, like, 2017.
Back then, he was the absolute shit.
Yeah, Drake was the
now
shit.
Now you can go around and be like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, Drake. New Drake, whatever. Whatever. But, like, from...
I'd go on without that. But, like, back then, back in, like, 2012...
From Take Care up to, like, More Life was when I was, like, really fucking with Drake.
I was like, you can't go without hearing it.
Yeah.
But now you can go without hearing it for sure.
Mm-hmm. I mean, when he drops something, I'll listen to it. Like, when he dropped that stuff after the Raptors won the championship. I listened to it. I mean, it was cool. But yeah, I don't know. That new Drake just... It's not the same with Drake anymore.
It ain't the same.
Yeah, I feel like it's not the same because he's been on top for so long.
Yeah, he's been slacking.
Yeah. His popularity stays the same, but the quality of the music has continued to drop. The Scorpion...
Even though you got the money.
Scorpion was garbage.
I never listened to it.
It was really bad.
Couldn't tell you a single song on it.
God's Plan?
Didn't even know.
Nice for What?
What?
Never heard Nice for What?
Nope.
Damn. Yeah, that was like the last Drake song, God's Plan, where I was like, man,
Drake...
I don't
even care about God's Plan.
Man, Drake still got it. I really thought Drake still had it after he dropped God's Plan.
I didn't even care about God's Plan, right?
I still think that song is really good. Yeah, Care Package, it takes you back. If you've been a fan of Drake for a long time...
Catch me listening to Take Care.
Man, what are you going through, Tim? You let it out on the pod. What you listening to Take Care, man? What's going on?
Nothing.
You're listening to an album that has Marvin's Room on it. What's going on, bro?
Nothing.
Nothing.
I'm just listening to it.
I guess. I mean, that album is really good.
Yeah,
I just feel like I have to, like, have my heart broken to listen to that shit.
I can't have my heart broken when there's nothing that can break it.
Damn. Yeah, he got Take Care on repeat. Yeah, cry if you need to, Tim.
Cry if you need to.
That's the wrong thing to do. Yeah, it's just...
I don't have any reason. I'm just listening to it.
Yeah, Drake, Care Package.
Just like how people listen to it when it first dropped and they realize this is sad as fuck.
Uh-huh.
And then they're like, oh shit, I can only listen to this sometimes. It's like, nah.
Yeah, those times when Drake was putting out that quality music, those times were crazy. Back when, oh, that's another one he gave us in 2015. I completely forgot about What a Time to Be Alive. You remember when
was that
shit...
Was that 2015?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, no, I remember, yeah.
Remember when that shit came out?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, we used to listen to that in the whip all the time.
Yeah.
I remember the night, or like a couple days after it came out, me and Nate drove to Matt's college.
Yeah.
To go pick him up and go see him. Yeah, hell yeah, we were bumping the whole tape on a whole ride there.
I remember too much about those fucking rides.
Yeah.
Man, we used to bump so much shit in that car.
Mm-hmm.
It's like...
There were a lot of songs.
Whip.
Did we ever play that in the car?
Yeah, we did. Because we'd always... We'd always fucking do
it
while
it was
driving on the highway, just fucking whip.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure that was probably, like, super ironic, though.
Maybe.
Because, I've always thought that song was trash.
I don't know, man.
I remember
we used to do a lot of shit that we didn't like.
There was a lot of shit that was, like, constantly in rotation. Like, Young, Wild, and Free. Six God was always in the rotation. Pick Up the Phone by Travis Scott. You remember that one? That one was in rotation a lot. I remember a lot of times for memes I would play the John Cena song in the whip.
I do remember that.
Oh man, those were good times. We gotta go back. We gotta go back to that shit, man. We gotta get back. Get back at it.
Yeah, but all Nate's songs.
Yeah, you know, life happens, I guess. It's just this new old Drake that's making me think, like, man, what happened? Yeah, we
had it too good for too long. How many times we gotta teach you this lesson, old man?
I guess so. You know, I guess I did.
Put him back in his wheelchair.
Yeah, I'm 21 now. Put me back in the wheelchair. Shit. You would think now that I'm 21, I would be out of the wheelchair and we'd be back at it, kicking it, drinking.
Nah.
But no. Fuck no, we're not.
Sit me down, coach.
Yeah, I'm pretty tired. Much. Back in those good 2K days when Tim used to play 2K11 My Player.
Oh, fuck. And Yao Ming would overheat my Xbox. Yep.
Every time.
Doing a fucking face-off. Overheat.
As soon as you got possession of the ball.
See Yao Ming.
That bastard Yao Ming. He ruined
Tim's. I tried so hard, man. I had that set up in my basement. I was like, it's as cold as it can be. I had a fan on the power supply, and it did not work.
Yeah.
I don't know how to make that thing work.
I don't know,
it
man.
It doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah, you know, it's been, 9 years since 2K11?
Yeah, but I didn't get into, like, 2015.
Wow, really?
Mm-hmm.
Shit.
Couldn't afford any of the newer ones.
Yeah, I just thought it was a lot.
Nope.
Earlier than that.
No, it was like.
But still, that one's
like $12 when I bought it.
Yeah, still that one's the GOAT though. That one's still the GOAT to me.
The whole reason why I bought it was like $12. I was like, yeah. I don't want to play NBA Live 08.
Fuck no, you don't. NBA Live.
I gave it away.
NBA Live's fucking garbage.
Gave it away.
Oh, who the fuck was on the cover of that one? Was it Ben Wallace?
I think so. It was a guy with the
I'm fact checking
this. Afro.
Google Images NBA Live 08. What NBA Live 08 had Gilbert Arenas on it?
I don't remember. What does it look like?
Looks like...
Never mind. It wasn't that.
Was it...
It was earlier.
06? No, that has Wade on it.
It was 04. I don't remember anymore.
05? No, that's got Melo on it. Is it 7? No, that's got T-Mac on it. Maybe it is 4. No, that's got Vince on it. That's got Vince Carter.
It wasn't earlier than that.
NBA Live 03. Maybe it was 9.
Maybe.
That's got Tony Parker on it. What the hell game did you have?
He played... Was it the...
Man, I don't know what the hell game you had.
Man.
I have no idea what the hell game you had.
Man, I don't remember.
Was it 2K5?
Wait, was it 02?
Did you have ESPN 2K5?
No, I think it was 02. Steve Francis?
NBA Live 02.
Maybe it was Steve Francis?
Steve Francis, huh.
No, that's not right.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell game you had.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's weird.
I cannot remember.
Man. I remember I had, on the N64, I had NBA Live 99, and that one had Antoine Walker on the cover for the Nintendo 64. That game was lit. I used to play that game all the time. That game was good. That was back before NBA Live became garbage. I used to rock with the Bulls all the time.
Yeah.
And they had everybody except for Michael Jordan because he wanted so much money for them to use his likeness in the game. So what they did was they just made, like, obviously, like a 6'6 shooting guard.
I think it was 2002.
Yeah, I don't know. I remember seeing it.
It wasn't later because it was on the PS2.
Yeah. Maybe it was. Yeah, I don't remember. I don't remember what the hell game you had, though.
I don't remember. I gave it away.
Yeah, what they used to do for Michael Jordan was they would just, like, jack all the stats up, and they would just be, like, roster player, number 99. And he was the best player in the game, because it was supposed to be Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
But I remember I would go in and I would edit him and make him number 23, Michael Jordan. And I would always, because Ron Harper used to piss me off as a point guard, because he really wasn't all that great at that point in his career. So I always made Derrick Rose to have with Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen. And even when I was playing that game all the time before I got 2K11, I got 2K11, I think, like a couple months before 2K12 came out.
Man, I remember back in middle school, you, Colin, Kenny, and Kevin, you bragged about how you had all the sneakers.
Oh, hell yeah.
You bragged about how you had all the shoes in 2K11. I was like, damn.
Yeah, I grinded that shit out.
Yeah.
My guy was good as fuck. I ended up, I think, what did I do with my guy in 2K11? I got the Timberwolves to the championship, and I didn't want to be there anymore, so I simulated all the games, and we lost in the championship.
Yeah.
I think it was to the Miami Heat. Because they had, like, Bron, Wade, Chris Bosh back then.
I traded myself so many times in 2K11.
I did too. I traded myself one time.
I think I started on, like, the Timberwolves.
Uh-huh.
And then I went to the Nuggets, I think. I ended up on the Lakers.
That was the Nuggets, like, without Carmelo, too.
Yeah, I was like...
He was on the Knicks.
Ended up on the Lakers eventually. I was like...
Kobe?
Was like, well, yeah, but I was like, well, this kind of sucks, because I was like, I think a point guard.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, well, this kind of sucks because I'm always getting benched.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Derek Fisher was the point guard.
Yeah. Yeah. But I remember playing with like, being super pissed off at DeMarcus Cousins.
DeMarcus Cousins?
Yeah. I don't remember what team was that.
Probably the Kings. Sacramento Kings. Because he's on the Lakers now, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, he wasn't... He was on the Kings. He was a rookie that year. He got drafted by the Kings.
Was
it? Yeah, because I think 2K11 was the draft class with, like, John Wall, DeMarcus Cousins, Paul George.
He was on the Kings. Oh, yeah, I always got pissed off because I played the Kings so many times.
Well, yeah, I think you're in the same division with them on the, Lakers.
I was always so pissed. Because he was so good.
Yeah.
He was so good. I was like, fuck, man. He's like, stop.
Yeah.
Stop doing what you're doing.
Yeah, DeMarcus will do that. Well, right. Not anymore these days. He's kind of washed. Yeah. But, you know, he's had a lot of injuries in the past couple years.
Yeah.
From being with AD on the Pelicans to going to the Warriors to... going back with AD and LeBron on the Lakers. Yeah. Shit's weird.
It really be like that.
Yeah. The NBA is weird now, but it's the offseason. So, and especially at this point in the offseason. Especially at this point, free agency's over. The season doesn't start till like October or September. Whatever fucking month it starts.
Yeah.
Nobody cares about the NBA right now.
Well, someone does.
But. Somebody does. I mean, I do, but... Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, the NBA will come back soon. Speaking of things that are coming back... That Minecraft.
Oh.
Hit you with that curveball.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Hit you with that curveball right there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Peggy Hill.
Peggy Hill. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, it's definitely making a comeback after fucking PewDiePie decided.
After, yeah.
Gaming week.
It's Minecraft week. And it's been Minecraft like a month.
It's like gaming week. Turned into gaming month. He's like, might as well just make a Minecraft channel.
He basically is a Minecraft channel at this point. It's crazy how the most subscribed actual YouTuber... just plays Minecraft all the time. Because I think T-Series passed him up.
Yeah, they did a long time ago.
PewDiePie has like 98.
But he's still the most relevant.
Oh yeah, nobody fucking cares about T-Series. They have like 106 million or something, and PewDiePie has like 98 million. But still nobody...
They have like 10K videos. I think he only has like 3,000 something.
Probably.
I think he has like 3,600.
And I think most of the people subscribed to T-Series maybe just because they didn't like PewDiePie and no one cares about their actual videos.
That too. Like, there's no way.
I don't know who's actually unironically subscribing to T-Series.
What... Isn't T-Series like the... like the Vivo of like India or something.
Outside of like India, I don't know who's unironically subscribing to T-Series.
There's a lot of people in India.
106 million subscribing. That
let's,
many.
Let's see.
I just don't know if, because I know the population of India is pretty massive.
1.339 billion people.
Yeah. As of 2017. So it's only
gone
up.
Yeah, in 2017.
It's only gone up.
It's only gone up more. So they're probably at like 2 billion or something.
Yeah, it's pretty close to 2 billion.
Or like 1.7 something, yeah.
So yeah, I mean, maybe there's enough people within India alone to make T-Series the most subscribed YouTube channel ever.
Yeah.
But still, yeah, PewDiePie's playing Minecraft again. And now he's inspired Jacksepticeye to start playing.
He's inspired a lot of people to start playing, yeah.
Killer Stan. You know,
yeah, Killer Stan.
Miu and Chris are doing our Minecraft series, which I'm still waiting on Chris to edit that video somehow, some way. Even though it looks
like
garbage.
I thought we weren't doing that one.
I don't know.
Just going to restart.
Are we just going to start from, like, where we left off?
I mean, why not?
I guess. I mean, yeah.
The whole first episode was just wandering.
Yeah, I thought that first episode was a little bit boring, honestly.
Yeah.
We weren't doing a lot of talking. We were just kind of like, oh, where's the ocean?
Where's the ocean?
Where's Frank Ocean?
Yeah, where's Frank Ocean?
That literally is the entire video. We're just trying to find Frank Ocean.
And then we find it, start building our house, and that's it.
Yeah, that's basically it. So yeah, I don't know. If we want to do a Minecraft Let's Play, I mean, if we want to keep doing that, we should probably start doing episodes.
Yeah.
Probably. I do really want to get back into, like, doing YouTube and, yeah, and, like, streaming and stuff. I feel like it'd be cool to, like, actually...
Yeah, it would be.
And then have the podcast, man, too.
I can't do that. I have too much shit going on now.
Yeah, well, now that you're in school and you're living with Chad...
Yeah. Go to school, live with Chad, focus...
Can't stream...
Work out... That's my intention.
I'm telling you, Those are my intentions. I've been saying this for months that Tim's gonna come back from college with a White Claw in his hand.
I ain't coming back
with that. And his hat on backwards and his sunglasses.
I'm not coming back with that because no one down there does that.
And his short sleeve button up shirt with his salmon shorts and his boat shoes.
No one does that down there.
Well, then
it's the South.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe Chad's not like that. Maybe Chad's cool.
Yeah, maybe.
You say he likes video games.
I hope he's cool.
Yeah, maybe he'll like 1v1 you on Rust. You'll have to show him who Phase Raptor is.
It's been so fucking long. I was playing the campaign the other day.
Modern Warfare 2?
Yeah.
That's a good campaign.
Well, because I can't play online, so I'm like, fuck.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Campaign.
You gotta wait till you get...
till I get that money.
Tell him, bring me my money.
Bring me my money.
Tell my school, bring me my money.
Give me my tax refund.
Yeah, give me that tax refund.
Yeah,
once that tax refund comes in from your school, we're going to get back to kicking it on Xbox and on Discord every night.
Ew.
It's going to be lit. We'll do some... me, you, and Chris will do some Modern Warfare videos once that game drops.
I can't wait. I'm like... maybe I'll just save it, and then, like, when that game drops...
buy that and Xbox Live.
I'm buying the game. I have no doubts about it or anything. I saw
you're
some
at that
game,
point.
That's how I am with all of them. I just feel like, why not? It doesn't matter to me. I was like, it's just another game to play. It's like, I usually play it for a while anyway. I didn't really get to play it for that much.
Well, Black Ops 4?
Yeah. I didn't really get to play Black Ops 4 that
much. Is it really even that good in the first place?
I enjoyed it. But I also enjoyed a lot of the games that no one really likes. Like, I liked Ghosts a little bit.
I'm not the biggest Ghosts fan.
It wasn't awful.
No, I wasn't
a fan of the way it looked.
I don't think it's awful. It's definitely
but
not
was,
as bad
I was definitely
as,
able to play it.
It's definitely not as bad as, like, Advanced Warfare. Or
that's
Infinite Warfare or World War II.
I didn't mind World War II.
Which, I mean, apparently it got better once they patched the game.
What, World War II?
Yeah.
I tried to play it, no one was playing it.
Yeah, apparently it's like really good post patch. So
there's a game mode. It's like hardpoint, but with zombies involved.
What?
It was a very strange game mode, and I thought it was going to be, like, one team against zombies.
Uh-huh.
Trying to capture hard points.
Uh-huh.
But it was two teams while fighting zombies. So you had two things to focus on. It was a very strange game mode.
Yeah, it kind of sounds like it.
don't remember what it was called. But it, I played it once. I was like, this is dumb. I was like, I ain't playing this again.
I think technically the last... Well, no, because I do enjoy Black Ops 4. I was going to say that the last Call of Duty that I technically enjoyed was Modern Warfare Remastered. But I do like me some Black Ops 4. Remastered was fun. I still really like Modern Warfare Remastered. I was playing it earlier today.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Slap I mean, some cheeks.
I see people saying that like Infinity Ward fucked it up. It was like, how? Like, you don't even really need to buy, like, COD points and stuff. Like, it's really not that big of a microtransaction-based game.
No.
Like, just, if you really want to buy...
This is hella grinding.
Yeah, which, I mean, that's what it was. That's what it used to be.
Like, that's what these games are, is grinding.
That's what the games used to be.
At least they still give you the option to grind. I was like, there's Call of Duty games that don't even have that option. It's like, no, you gotta buy it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what the fuck?
Well, and that's the other thing that I liked about Modern Warfare Remastered was the fact that they had those depot credits that you could get pretty easily for doing well in games. And then it's like, that's how you buy, like, your... That's how I buy, like, all my loot boxes and stuff like that. It was from depot credits.
Yeah.
From actually being good at the game. You know, it's a strange concept, but... You know, I like games that reward you for being good, you know, and not just reward you for stealing your mom's credit card.
Yeah.
2K.
Goddamn 2K.
Which, I mean, I stole my own, they stole my money with that one.
Goddamn 2K and Sam.
Yeah.
Yeah. Minecraft. Episodes.
Minecraft episodes.
New Call of Duty. Definitely gonna cop that whenever I got the money.
Yeah, I'm definitely... I don't know if
I'm gonna... You got DoorDash down there now, so I can do that while I'm there.
Oh, hell yeah, dog. I forgot about that already.
Yeah. And it's also close, so...
Yeah?
And you already know hella people are gonna be ordering stuff, so...
Because you're by a college.
Yeah, so of course it's gonna be busy.
Yeah, on like the weekends, you could really get that DoorDash bread.
Ooh, yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, I don't have to actually get a real job. And have to worry about, I need to be here at this time, but I got class.
Yeah.
It's a good excuse to get out of class sometimes, though.
Ha! I gotta go to work.
I gotta go to work. I told one of my teachers that last year.
What?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I was like, I gotta go to work because I didn't want to be there anymore. I was like, I gotta go to work. He's like, all right. Okay, see ya. And I left.
What'd you do?
I went to eat. That class made me miss my dinners. So... I went and ate instead. I skipped that class a few times.
Yeah.
But I was able to afford it. I still got an A.
Nice.
Every time I look at my my transcript things, it's like you got a primary and a secondary thing.
Like a major and a minor?
Well, it's not even like a major and a minor. It's like, here's your associates in science, and it's like, here's your machining repair assistant or whatever certificate. And I'm like, the hell is that? So I was like, do I get two things out of this?
I mean, probably.
Do I get a certificate and my associate's?
I'm assuming that if you're just getting an associate's, then yeah, probably. You're probably going to need more than that to get a job.
To get a maintenance job. You don't need anything more than associates.
I don't know anything about that.
You could probably walk in there with a certificate. My dad never even finished in college, and he still got a job working that shit.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know anything about that. I went to college for a semester. I took one class. I got like a C in it, I think. Yeah. And I'm gonna blame that on the fact that I crashed my car on the way there one time. Yeah. And I missed a bunch of, you know, participation points in working on a group project.
Yeah, I hated that stuff. It was like participation points. I was like, no one ever participates.
Yeah, but pretty much.
You gave us the points anyway.
Yeah. That was the one thing that did kind of piss me off about that was we were doing a group project that week, and literally, like, yeah, if you didn't show up, you didn't get the points, no matter what. You know, even if you, you know, you crashed your car or you got Ebola, doesn't matter. You don't get the points.
My English class, we had to write, like, an essay, like, every week.
Uh-huh.
And then it got to the point where we're writing, like, 2 a week. And it was like, this sucks. And then I didn't finish mine on time one time. And you're supposed to review someone else's. So I reviewed my own.
Uh-huh.
And turned it in. I think it's like 10 questions you have to go over.
Yeah.
And it was like, what was the thesis statement? I didn't put that down, so I didn't know.
Oh, God. What the hell?
Bug, man.
you all good over there, man?
That was a bug.
God damn, I look away for 1 second.
It was a bug. it was like on my neck.
Oh, shit.
I don't know if I even got it,
but what? So unexpected. What the hell even hit the floor?
Like,
oh. That's all that was?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Are we all good in the hood?
Yeah.
On Grove Street?
Yeah. Yeah, I think.
I think.
I definitely didn't get it. 'Cause ain't nothing here.
I mean, did you get it off you?
I don't know. I don't know where it even was. I just heard it, like, and felt it a little bit. Like,
is that it right there on the screen? Right there in the top, in the left corner, right there. You see it?
That's outside.
Oh, that's outside.
Yeah, that's outside.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know where he went.
I had no idea.
It looked like it was a fly.
That's stupid ass fly.
Yeah, it's probably gone. Well, that was an interesting, like, minute and a half.
Yeah.
What were we talking about?
I don't even remember.
Alright. Move on to something else then, I guess. I don't know. What else we got left to talk about? I mean, we're at like an hour and by 5 minutes. I think we got enough content to cut it, maybe. You want to cut it? You want to keep going? All right. We'll be back at some point.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Eventually.
Maybe. Maybe I'll throw in some solo pods. I don't know. Throw in some Tide Pods, you know.
Some Tide Pods.
And any kind of pods. Space pods. Whatever y'all want.
Yeah. And then maybe we'll both be back in like November.
November.
When I come home.
Damn. It's a long time to keep the people waiting, Tim. I mean,
it's not that long.
I mean, yeah.
It's only a couple months. It's not like it's from January to now.
Yeah, alright. Blueface, baby. Yeah, alright.
Almost been a whole year.
Yeah, it's been over half a year since we've done a podcast.
Like 7 months.
Shit.
And half the year.
Yeah, we spent half the year just fucking off.
Busy.
Yeah, I mean, one thing that I am thinking about, since Tim is going to be going off to school and in all forms of technicality, I'd probably have to, like, go down to his school to do the podcast, since, you know, we don't feel like doing the podcast over the phone.
Yeah.
It just doesn't seem right. It's so
much easier to just do it like this anyway.
Yeah, pretty much. So, one thing that I have been thinking about, and, you know, y'all can leave your thoughts in, is there a way to, like, comment?
I don't know.
I mean, I think you could comment.
Other than the voice ones or whatever.
I mean, yeah. I don't know if you can, like, comment on the actual Anchor app, or if you just want to, like, shoot us a Twitter DM or a comment or a reply on Twitter.
Anything.
At SlappyBoysENT. Because, you know, we care about the people. So I want to know the people's opinion of getting maybe a third host.
If so.
If so, it would be our good friend Nate that we've known for, like, close to 10 years.
Yeah.
So, it's not like it would just be some random that, you know, won a Twitter giveaway, you know what I mean? We're not giving away a third slot on our podcast. We would want it to be somebody that, you know, we kick it with.
Yeah.
But then, like, once, if when Tim is away at college, you know, it wouldn't just be us on a hiatus or just me talking to a microphone.
Yeah.
And then once Tim does come back from college, it'll be all three of us, and we could kick it, and, you know, just do a podcast. Like, I feel like that'd be dope.
Yeah.
Cause, I mean, two people on a podcast is dope, but I feel like, you know,
every now and then you need someone else.
Yeah, I feel like a third person would bring a bigger dynamic to it, and plus it would be like a good friend of almost 10 years.
So, and longer podcasts, because probably longer conversations.
Exactly. That's the same way I feel the same way about that too.
More content.
Longer podcasts. More ad placement. More ad revenue. Because we're all about the money. And we're going to wrap up the episode there. This has been Lewis and Sean with the Slappy Boys Podcast.
Lewis and not Sean.
You'll never know what his real name is.
Even though he said it.
And we'll catch you on the flip side.
See you.